the reactions. He said, Nachshon Kodesh. In the Hebrew language, they use the word for computer. What's the word? Yeah. And he says that is exactly the opposite. A computer doesn't think.
No.
The computer has got no ability to think whatsoever.
That's Nachshon and the Brit.
Yeah.
They take words and they use them in the opposite. But it's that's what modern Hebrew does today.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying
it does the opposite. Yeah, yeah.
He's saying, and we have this. We have it all forms of life, including doctors, who've got, we know who we recorded. And
do the speech again.
and they've got no knowledge of it. They just press a few buttons because it's on Google. They believe it's true, and they've got no mental capacity whatsoever.
It's on. Good morning. A limud of halacha every day is a zchus for the refuah of Yosef da ben Chayla. Hishtav refuah shleima b'soich sha'ah kol Yisrael. Kol chayli Yisrael, the korev. Agit chodesh, everybody. Chodesh is a new month, and we're talking about chodosh, about new produce. And what we were saying was that the Chofetz Chaim was starting to explain why it is that the Issa Chodosh and the practice of being careful about Chodosh has fallen into disuse. How come the people were not makpid about it? Chofetz Chaim speaking 100 years ago in Eastern Europe, and he was saying that generally speaking, he says, Roiv people are not Nizhar in Chodosh. Today, things have improved. And there are various reasons why they've improved. Because there have been campaigns, and because today it's much easier to establish what is Chodosh and what is not. We can trace back exactly what was planted when, etc. But it brings down the various reasons why there are people who didn't hold that there was Nisa Chodosh. Yeah? It says, V'yesh she'limdu aleim z'chus. Number one, he says, because it's very difficult to keep. In those days, it was certainly difficult to keep. You have produce arriving in one place, let's say in Radin. You have people, a produce arriving in Radin. It comes from various sources, from various places. You don't know where it came from. You don't know when it was sown. You don't know when it was when it took root, etc. But normally speaking, that would not be an excuse for not keeping a mitzvah. If you've got a mitzvah or an issur chodosh, then just because it's difficult to keep doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to get out of it. So he says, Lachain, he says, we rely, B'shas Hadchak, he says, because it's difficult for us to know what came from where and when it was planted exactly, therefore he says, we rely, B'shas Hadchak, Amiksas Roshem Shesovrim, Shechodosh, Bizman Hazer, Eino Elo Medivrei Sofrim. So the first thing is that we're talking about a drabonon, and that chodosh b'chutz loretz. He'll speak about bizman hazeh soon. His first hanocha is that it could be that when the pasuk says mimoishvoy seichem, does the pasuk mean mimoishvoy seichem in all your dwelling places around Eretz Yisrael, or does it mean all your dwelling places throughout the world? Yeshadoshu, Mimoishvoy Seichem means wherever there is a Jewish settlement, that's where Chodosh is Noig, Bein Boretz or Bein Bechutz Loretz. Others say no, Mimoishvoy Seichem means only in Eretz Yisrael. So as Machlokes, is it Noig Bechutz Loretz as well? So Chofetz Chaim says, first thing that people relied on, because it was difficult, it was easy to keep, it would be easy to keep, but because it was difficult to keep the dinim of Chodosh, and in particular to know the origin of each piece of grain as it turned up in some village in Eastern Europe, therefore they relied on the fact that it's only an Issa Drabonon. Okay, Issa Drabonon we still have to keep. Drabonons we still keep Purim, and we still keep Chanukah, and lots of Isurim Drabonon. But nevertheless, we're going in stages, and we're saying the first heta is that according to many poskim, Chutz Loretz is a Drabonon. That's number one.
Only with Chodosh.
We're talking about Chodosh, and we're saying that Chodosh, according to many poskim, is Midaraisa, is only in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, when we're looking for a heta as to why people have not been Noig Chodosh in Chutz Loretz, why you and I, Charlie, didn't know about Chodosh when we were children living in London. I don't know if you knew about Chodosh. Do you remember as a child ever hearing anything about Chodosh?
No.
Until Beryl Berkovich. Yeah, so Beryl Berkovich, how long? 20 years ago. Yeah, more? 30 years ago that he came up. Yeah, they started reminding the Olam. What about the rest of the world where Beryl Berkovich didn't live? I mean, that's London, northwest London, if you like. But the rest of the world, right, people were not knowing Chodosh. So we're looking for that. We're looking for a reason why possibly we didn't. So he said it was difficult, and they relied aleph on the fact that Yesh Omrim that Chutz Loretz is not that Chodosh is not knowing in Chutz Loretz, and the second one, Bli Neder, another reason. There are more than two reasons. We will get on tomorrow.
Started the Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Lamed Nissan, 28th of April. Rabbi Peretz Siegel Shlita, do not count the days, make the days count. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Hall. Lichvot Simcha Nusim of Chesky Hall, Neri Yoy Malki Neufel Shetichye. Chasta takes place today. Mr. Hashem Yehi Rotzon Shivna Bayis, Neimon Bishrol Hashem Lissilo. Lestos Hashem Ha'achayelim Ha'melchomo. Shachsu Levotzeim L'Shalom Bim Heiro.
Amen.
Okay, good morning. Making the days count, I suppose, brings us back to the very first day that ever was, which was the first day of creation. Hashem created the heavens and the earth. And Rashi asks a very strange question. His first question is, well, why are we starting in the beginning? Which is a strange question, because where would you like to begin? In the middle? Rashi says, Rashi says, really, the Torah should have begun in Parashas Boy. And the first thing the Torah should have told us was, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. Now, it's Rosh Chodesh, so it's something which is, I suppose, pertinent to the day. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem is really should be the beginning of the Torah. And Rashi's answer is cryptic. It seems to be that it's just to justify the fact that we have a connection to the land of Israel. But I'd rather prefer to leave the answer and go back to the questioner. So really the assumption is that the Torah needs to begin from the mitzvah of the Kiddush HaChodesh, declaring the new month, and that's going to be the basis and fundamental first point we need to know in the Torah, the most crucial mitzvah if we start. I mean, there's plenty mitzvahs. How about mitzvah Kriyashma? Achdus of the Borei Olam, unity of the Creator. That's an important mitzvah. Tzitzis, Tfilin, Shabbos, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. That's really where the Torah needs to begin. So I find that bewildering. I'd like to explore it with your permission. And go back to the idea, the notion of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. What is it? What does it mean that we can declare the new month? Declaring the new month essentially shifts the relationship of us as people being in the world from being victims or consequences of the natural world into the role of being protagonists and creators of the natural world. Because the thing about mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh is it's left into the hands of Beis Din. If Beis Din decide to declare the new moon, it is a new moon. If Beis Din decide for whatever reason to postpone it, it is postponed and they have the jurisdiction to do so. Which means that the physical world, which is the natural rhythm of the moon, is subsidiary to the power of Beis Din. They can declare something which, when you see the moon above, the moon's not there. Now, this is metaphorically symbolic of a basic and fundamental point of how we relate to physicality in its own right. We live in a world that is shrouded in ambiguity. We don't see open and obviously the existence of God as we look around us. And that leads us to become confused, yet at the same time, it empowers us to become alive of our own volition in choosing a path of spiritual pursuit. Because it's hidden, we have to find it. Were it to be blatantly obvious, we'd have no choice but to do so. So the notion of the control of nature is actually the choice that's given to us as a nation to become either servants of nature or masters thereof. How do we become masters of nature? We recognize that the notion of time is not something which dictates to us how we should be, but we dictate to it how it should form. So for example, we all know whilst counting the Sfira from Pesach to Shavuos, that Shavuos has no calendar date. Shavuos could fall when there was a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh on the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th of Sivan. Which means that the decision of Beis Din actually creates the day on which the Torah was given. Which means that we decide who brings what comes into the world. HaKadosh Baruch has given us the reins to hold nature and ride it. And when we recognize that, it's not only a nice, big, hashkafic revolution as to who's in charge of what, but it has a personal impact. Because the first time I start to struggle with the battle of nature versus choice is not outside in declaring when the moon will be new, but inside declaring how I am going to approach any decision I make. Because I'm also locked into a battle of nature and supernature. Nature is my by-road decision to be the same person I am today as I was yesterday. That's the default. My patterned behaviors will just dictate the me of today as much as it dictated the me of yesterday. And when I form into that pattern, when I become that, I lose my volition. Rabbeinu Yonah says that Bechira, the gift of choice, is not inevitable. You have to activate it. Meaning, do we have choice? Well, that's a very good question. Now, how is it possible that there's a field of psychology? The field of psychology is based on measuring certain people, how they respond to a given stimulus. And if they see a certain individual or a certain group of individuals respond to a given stimulus consistently, they can come up with a psychological theory because they know when this happens, you respond in this way. In other words, in a certain way, and it's more complex, in a certain way, psychology is premised on the fact that we do not have a choice. And given stimulus X, we respond in way Y. And actually, this idea of choice is a step towards greatness, and we can avoid it for most of our life. And actually, most of our life, most of our decisions, have no relationship to choice at all. The reason why we're doing them is because we've always been doing them. And therefore, we actually start to recognize that this platform of choice is not as expansive as we previously may have imagined. And as a result, my life as a growing Jew may be far more limited than I previously perceived, even though I'm doing mitzvahs every single day. And when it comes to the Sfira, this is highlighted. Because every single day has a different notion. Today, when we're wrestling with Chesed Shebetiferes, and we know that there's different elements, we have to figure out how that's going to influence me today. And I want to explore this in the light of a pasuk in Mishlei. Because I really believe that one of the most uncultivated aspects of our growth and our continued aliyah in our Avodas Hashem is our lack of sophistication in the mechanical process of change. And I'll illustrate it through the words of the Vilna Gaon, but I'll give you a bit of an introduction. You know, people want to change. And generally, it's often an age thing. People very young tend to take on huge steps to make gigantic changes in their life. That's one side of the spectrum. On the other side of the spectrum, generally as people get older, they resist the notion of change. We become very set in our habits and in our comfort zones, and we remain rather stagnant. And we have to figure out, well, what is the nature of change and how does it happen? And does it fluctuate at certain ages? And I'd like to also explore how that relates to the days of the sphere. So the Pasuk in Mishlei, it's in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, Iveles Adam Tesalef Darkoi, the foolishness, stupidity of a person makes his way go crooked. Valashem Yizaf Liboy. And upon Hashem, his heart gets angry. Now there's an obvious problem in the Pasuk. If I do something wrong, well, why would I be angry with God? Iveles Adam Tesalef Darkoi. My stupidity messed up my life. But Hashem Yizaf Liboy, and I'm upset with Hashem. If I'm being stupid and I made a mistake, well, that's my problem. It's not Hashem's problem. So the Gaon's sensitive to this. He says, okay, there must be something going on underneath the surface of this pasuk which tells me otherwise. What is it? Says the Gaon. That there's a famous maimer of Chazal. Haba letaher mesayin oisoy. If you have the right intentions and you want to do the right thing, you'll get divine assistance. Divine assistance means that even though you could only get to a certain point, there'll be some kind of supernatural influence that will carry you over the edge. And this is something which is bandied about. The Gaon says, well, it may not be as absolute of a rule as we may have imagined. What does it mean, haba l'tayim asayin oisho? When is it applicable? Let's say I decide, of my own volition, that I want to wake up, go to sleep at 9 o'clock. Difficult with Kriya Shema in England, but I wait till nacht, daven, go to sleep, wake up at Chatzos. And I learn from Chatzos. I decide that's something I want to do. And I'm inspired by it during the Yemei Svira, holy days. And I wake up, first night, feeling excited, refreshed. Wake up, Chatzos, say Tikkun Chatzos, learn until night, daven night. Oh, what a day! Amazing, incredible. Next day, I do the same thing. Third day, I do the same thing. By the fourth day, I start to feel a lack of energy, of inspiration. I don't feel that same glitter as I awaken myself and drag myself out of bed close to midnight. Seems to expire. And this is not, that's an extreme example, but it may be an example of coming early to davening, or it may be an example of being more makpid on not saying lashon hara. It could be anything. So what happens is, says the Gaon, I have a conversation with the Eibishter and I say, I understand. I went out of my way to go the extra mile. And you say, Habal Tahir Masai Noisoi. You say, when you have an intention towards becoming pure, elevating yourself, you get spiritual assistance. What happened? Where did my spiritual assistance go? Says the Gaon. Ki Omruzal, Habal Tahir Masai Noisoi. Ulif Amin, sometimes. Adam Maschil Lil Moitoy Velasois Mitzvahs. Person gets into it, starts learning more, starts doing mitzvahs. And from my experience, working in the world of Kirv Rechokim for many decades, I've seen this process repeated multiple times. Have a person, they get inspired about Yiddishkeit. And perhaps you've seen it as well. Maybe you've seen it inside of yourself. You get inspired. And there's nothing it's hard to do. You start doing things, Torah, mitzvahs. And I've seen it happen like this. The fire burns so brightly. V'acharkach pirish. And then it just subsides. And sometimes there's not even a remnant of that previous bout of spiritual inspiration. Shekosha loy ma'oit. It's just so difficult. Lefi, shei mesayin loy, because he doesn't get the siyata d'shmaya. So the Gaon's exploring the parameters of habar l'taher mesayin oisoy. How far does it go? When you try to do something and you want to innovate, you want to change. We've just come out of Pesach. For me, Pesach was inspirational. I felt a new energy. I felt a renewal. I felt, yes. And then you go into the days of the Sphira. How do you hang on to that energetic burst? Says the God, you try. Because it's tough. It's tough. And why is it tough? Because he's not getting the Siyata D'shmaya. V'zoyev al Hashem! He gets angry with God. Lama lo yisayu? Why wasn't I given the help? You said, Habar l'tayim asayin oiso. Where'd my help go? U be'emes, hu machmas ivaltoi. It's because of his stupidity. Whoa. The Gaon tells me that I can be a stupid spiritual aspirer. You could be stupid in your spiritual aspirations. It's not
genuine at the beginning.
Say again?
It depends how genuine that spark was at the beginning. You see, many people, I'm inspired, but I believe. What does it mean?
Good.
No,
correct.
Taking it too much off the
place. I didn't know this could be interactive. This is amazing. I thought I'd like, keep on going in Joshua style. Fantastic. Okay, wow. This is amazing. Okay, so is it the genuineness or is it what?
They're going to play too much.
They're going to
take
on too much of one God. Oh, okay. Is it take on too much or is it genuine? Those are two different things.
But it isn't strong enough to carry it through.
Exactly.
Okay, what is it? So is it, it's genuine, but it's not strong enough. I want to explore what's the nature, where's it, what's that strength? Where's the strength coming from? What makes something strong or something weak? Is it the degree of inspiration or is it something else?
It's the psychology of the person.
Explain.
Some people are strong.
So you're saying it's like it's almost the person's makeup. People who are psychologically strong break through, and the psychologically weak don't.
It's the style, not the content.
It's the style, not the content.
They like the style, the glamour.
Oh, you mean if it's a superficial, glamorous inspiration, then it won't last. If it's deep and genuine, then it will.
Yeah, but sometimes it's too difficult for you.
Sometimes it's too difficult. Okay, it's way better than I thought. Let's go. Okay, great. I want to tell what the Gaon says. And I think it touches on the point, but I don't think anyone actually locked into it. This is what the Gaon says. And I think this is for me a very, very, very valuable lesson. The Gaon says, Lefi she'im asayin loy, v'zoyef al Hashem, they don't help him, and he gets upset with Hashem. Lama lo yisayu? Why wasn't I helped? U'be'emes hu machmas, but in truth it's because genuine psychological makeup wasn't strong enough. It's because of his cognition. It's because of his way that his mind works. A person has to go according to where he is presently holding, according to his current level. The loyik points, you cannot jump. Kemoshe Kosov, Lemailo. He wrote previously that, but there's a Gemara that says, Minayach Kol Kofetz and Kofetz in Loy. You can't jump. You cannot jump in Avodas Hashem. What does jumping mean? Jumping means that the starting point of growth has to be self-knowledge. Has to be self-awareness. Has to be a deep recognition of my bandwidth and capacity to activate change. Growth is not a wishful thinking, I would love to be, let me do it. Growth is a carefully thought out, well reasoned process that allows me to take the next step which makes the most sense for me in my predicament and needs to be extremely carefully calculated. It's not just some kind of Ein dover oimed bifnei harotzoin. There's this kind of thing that's bandied about. It's very difficult to find a source for that so-called Maimer Chazal. There are many people that are mefakpek and doubt its origins, because there's something intrinsically un-Jewish about the fact that wanting is changing. In fact, that's exactly what the Vilna Gaon is coming to dispel. That if I want to so deeply, so badly transform, and I do what I need to do, what will happen? Most probably, you'll collapse, because it's not going to work. Because if at first you don't succeed, try again, and you'll continue to fail. Unless you activate your awareness, your seichel, the very intricate and sophisticated mechanism of change. And this is something which for many is a lost art. If you read the Achreine Baalei Musa, if you look at the Baalei Musa, they were so profoundly sophisticated in noticing what kind of movements of self can actually create lasting change, how we have to be so conscious of all the different parts and the deeper parts of our psyche. And if we're not, we don't really have the kalim, we don't have the ability, we don't have the power to move forward. And this is what the God says. If you're not aware where you are, it's not going to help. But if you reckon it out, you understand yourself, you know what the next step to take is, then you can be assured that you'll be able to go. And then he says a chidush. That if you think about how to work things, and you know yourself, and you think to yourself, practically speaking, let's say, I decide that my davening is not as passionate, as alive, as tachnunim dik as I would like it to be. I don't feel like sometimes even, I know this is not by you, but sometimes I may even get distracted in Shmoneh Esrei. I know, sounds unlikely, but in fact, once I was so distracted in Shmoneh Esrei, it was like, it's embarrassing to admit, I got so distracted in Shmoneh Esrei, I planned to daven mincha later. And then for some reason, I found a minyan and I daven mincha gedolah. And then I was davening, thinking, okay, I was somewhere in the middle of the brachas, and I think to myself, okay, so when am I going to daven mincha? And I thought, oh, I am davening mincha. So that's kind of the absurdity of how distracted we can become in Shmoneh Esrei. So, fine. No more. From now onwards, it's Shmoneh Esrei with Kavona. Iveles Adam to select Arkay. If until now, I've only been able to focus for the first 30 seconds of Shmoneh Esrei, I'm not going to focus for 7 minutes. Guaranteed. And if I try to do it, it's not going to work. And if I try to do it, and it works 1 day, 2 days, and then doesn't work, and then I think, where's my Sefer Shmaya? Do you know, Boreh Olam, how hard I've been trying? The Boreh Olam will gently say back to me, yes, you're trying hard, but I don't want you to try hard. I want you to try clever. I want you to try sophisticated. I want you to go, okay, so now how do I do it? I start a process for self-examination. Right now, what's my bandwidth for concentration? Well, depends on me as a person. If I've been afflicted by one of our modern ailments of ADD, ADHD, which is something which has never existed, but it's been invented, and now it's really set in well. I don't know if anyone knows what ADHD stands for.
Attention deficit something.
Correct. Wrong. Attention deficit. Hey, donuts. So, that was a joke. Okay. Meaning, there are a lot of, let's say, neurological challenges that we have as a generation, either environmental, whatever it is. if when I'm in Shmona Israel, within 2 seconds, I'm thinking about my lunch. Not even the lunch I'm going to eat, which is like that's a vibe, like especially, you know, if you're like heading towards it. I'm thinking about the lunch I ate 3 days ago. Can also be. And then I say to myself, okay, I want to have Kavanah and Tefillah. Okay, maybe work on the first Brach of Shmona Esrei, or maybe the first line of Shmona Esrei. Iveles Adam to Sef Daiko, you have to go to Lefi Madre Gosu. You can only take one step beyond the step that you're presently at. And then the Quran says, if you act within the realm of well-reasoned, in-touch, decision-making processes, then you get Siyat Yishmael. Then you'll be given assistance which will take you beyond. Then and only then. There's a condition. If you are stupid in your desire for spiritual growth, you'll get nowhere. You need to be clever. Af. Af kizo. Ach. Shezeh Adam, this person, the Iveles Adam person, ach, shezeh Adam, lo hischil leilech bedarkoi, like, bedarkoi. Ach. Shezeh Adam, lo hischil leilech bedarkoi. This person didn't begin walking in his way. He didn't look at himself. And now this is tricky as well. Regardless of where our age and stage of life is, it is useless for us to compare ourselves to others. We have to recognize that our own experience is fundamentally different from anyone else's. As people, we've got different makeups. We see the world in different ways. We've got different capacity to work. We have to always walk bedarkeinu, with our way. We can never go in someone else's way. Every single one of our own avodas Hashem is inherently and imperatively personalized to the makeup of who we are. And then it makes sense, because I can make the step that I can make. I can't make the step that you can make. Maybe I can take 2 steps beyond you. I can make maybe not take a half a step that's beneath you. And that means that going back to the original point, we can only move with the person we are. And that means in order for us to begin the process of spiritual growth, we need to have something in place. Self-knowledge and self-acceptance. Because if we don't accept ourselves and we can't live with the fact that we're at this madrega, we'll step up to a place that we can't hold. Self-acceptance and self-knowledge become the bedrock of who we are. In other words, going back to the beginning, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, the Chiddush that we have is the Chiddush in Teva. Teva means my current state. I can only work with my current state, but I can work my current state. I can change this. The mechanism of change, just like based in, when they wanted to make a new Chodesh based on certain criteria, should it be a day late or not? They did a shikul hadas, they weighed it up. Is it justified? So too, when I want to override my own personal, in my microcosmic universe, and I want to override my own personal nature, I have to weigh up what's the next stage to introduce the supernatural. When I do that, I plot a progression of constant change. And then I get the Siyata Dishmaya to take me to a level that I never dreamed I could have achieved. And I've also seen that with people. I've seen people that, again, being involved in the world of Kivra Chokim, I've seen people that in my wildest dreams, I could never imagine them being Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And I see them becoming Magidei Shiurim, becoming people who are Talmidei Chachamim, building families that you could never. There's a Siyata Dishmaya. And we can all be Zoicht at Siyata Dishmaya. When we understand who we are, we differentiate and we work level by level, step by step. Lefi Madrageseinu. We accept ourselves, we work with ourselves, we think about our growth. We're not just haphazard clasping at random straws trying to progress. It's well reasoned, it's well planned, it's a skill, it's an art, it's a science. That's what it's all about. And it has to be ongoing. And the Svira tells me, day after day, change, change, change. But we're going day by day, each day a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And the Boyer Olam should give us a siyat to shmaya, that when we employ this method of change, we should go the malim michael echoel higher and higher to be mekabel the Torah on Shavuos in a way that we can accept it from the point where we are. Amen. Ken yiratzein. Shkoyach. Shkoyach.
He said you have to climb the ladder rung after rung. That was his language.
He's had a poem with children.
Yeah.